The largest Haines State Forest timber sale in a generation goes out to bid, and a grant clears the way for more tech in the Haines School Library. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. The largest timber sale in the Haines State Forest in at least 20 years is out to bid. The State Department of Natural Resources is offering the 855-acre Baby Brown timber sale for a minimum price of $250,000. A local conservation group worries the extensive logging project could harm wildlife and tourism. In the past 15 years, the Haines State Forest has been utilized mainly for small sales that go to local timber operators. Baby Brown is different. Here's Forester Greg Palmieri.
Well, the market for this sale is potentially twofold. One would be a chip market, and the second is a small sawlog market. Both of them are on the Asian market.
The sale area is about 35 miles up the Haines Highway. The 20 million board feet of spruce and hemlock are located between Porcupine and Jarvis Creeks. The state of Alaska views the Haines State Forest as underutilized. Palmieri says less than a sixth of the 58 million allowable board feet has been harvested in the past decade. This 20 million board foot sale would bring that number up significantly.
The main focus was to generate income for the state, as it was spelled out in the best interest finding.
DNR released a final best interest finding for Baby Brown in March of 2015, allowing the sale to go forward. But a month later, three conservation groups appealed that decision.
The issues that we appealed basically remain the same.
Eric Hawley is the president of Lynn Canal Conservation.
Concerns about impacts to fisheries and wildlife. Also, economic impacts. The sale, at least part of the sale, would be visible from the Haines Highway, which is a national scenic byway and important to the local tourism economy.
The appeal was ultimately denied by the DNR commissioner last October. The conservation groups did not take their case to court. Palmieri says he's taking people's concerns into account as he creates forest land use plans.
It's not going to be 855 acres of clear cut, which is something that I think people were concerned about seeing.
The land use plans are guidelines drawn up by forestry that dictate the area, size, timing, and harvest methods for sections of the sale.
What I've tried to do is create a sale that balances out the economics with the public concerns.
Palmieri says he's applying the same principles he's used in small sales to this bigger one, that is, balancing clear cutting with more selective harvesting. The market for this timber is overseas, and none of the three interested bidders Palmieri has heard from are in Haines. But he does think this sale will have local benefits. For one, Baby Brown includes several miles of road construction. That opens up new areas for local loggers.
We get a road system that accesses a portion of the timber that's available in the Haines State Forest that wasn't available to the small operators before. And this is a huge benefit to our small sale program over the long term.
There's some irony in the timing of this sale. The largest potential timber sale in the Haines State Forest in years is going out to bid at the same time that the one remaining local forester job is hanging by a thread due to state budget cuts. Chris Mache is the director of the Division of Forestry. He says Palmieri's position is still up in the air as to whether the Baby Brown sale would protect the job.
Well, I will say it certainly would help with revenue from the timber sale side of the division, and that's one of the factors we consider. And so it will have an influence, but it's not the only influence.
Mache says Palmieri's job is funded until the end of this fiscal year. What happens after remains to be seen. The bid period for the Baby Brown sale closes December 15th. If there is a successful bidder, the contract will be awarded immediately. Harvest could start as soon as next spring or summer, and the company would have 5 years to complete its work. The public still has the opportunity to weigh in on the land use plans for each section of the harvest. Those will be posted on DNR's public notice website. The Haines School Library was recently awarded a $3,000 grant from the best-selling author James Patterson. The school's librarian plans to use the money to purchase new iPads and video equipment to support the use of technology in the library. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
The thumbs up, press it, okay?
Okay.
A group of 8th graders is spending their recess time in the library with a video camera, a green screen, and the soundtrack to the Broadway musical Hamilton. They take turns playing each part in the song, dancing in front of the camera, and lip-syncing the words.
This is fun. It's fun. Hilarious. It's just really fun to do with our friends. And it's different than just like sitting around and doing nothing. It's cool to have a green screen and a hilarious person at our disposal for doing awesome things.
That's Haley Boron. The hilarious person she's talking about is her classmate Eli Williamson.
Miss Horner saw me dancing to something in the hall over there.
Yeah.
And she said, "Ooh, you know what? I can put up the green screen, and you guys can do it in front of here, and we can put like a background." And then that started it. We just kept coming back for different things.
These students choose to use the green screen during their free time. The idea to use library space for video production came about when school librarian Lee Horner was coming up with a project for last year's 5th grade class.
I really like the idea of using technology to support literacy.
A friend suggested she use the green screen in an iPad app that allows you to layer an image under a video recorded in front of the screen.
We came up with an idea that the kids would write a script with using an outline and creating a book review and then filming it in front of the green screen.
They called them Book Bites. This one was made last May and features student Luke Davis.
Hi, I'm Luke. In my book bite, I will be telling you about A Wrinkle in Time by Madeline.
The short videos are posted to YouTube and then used as a resource in the library. They created QR codes to put on the back of corresponding books.
So that the kids could then scan the QR code and then see a little review about the book they were interested in.
But Horner says she has been limited by the equipment available to her.
But unfortunately, in the library, I didn't have any iPads, and I would have to use the classroom iPads, and sometimes they weren't available. And so now I do have, I have 8 iPads in here now, but they are left over from a few years ago, where when they get new equipment, then I kind of get the stuff that's left over.
She says last year she had different production stations set up around the library.
And we had to use green paper that was just taped to the wall. And you can see the music stands that hold up the iPads with a tissue box. So the idea was it would be really great if we had newer iPads, we had speakers, we had microphones to make the whole program just run smoother.
So when the James Patterson grant came up, Horner jumped on it.
I thought, wow, what I could do is I could get new equipment for the library, and then I wouldn't have to, you know, struggle with getting it from the classroom. I would have my own equipment.
This is the second year of the grant. Each year, the best-selling author has given $1.75 million to school libraries throughout the country. This year, 452 schools received grants ranging from $1,000 to $10,000. As part of a partnership with Patterson, Scholastic Reading Club then matches donations with bonus points for schools to purchase books and materials. Horner says the $3,000 grant will allow her to purchase new iPads, microphones, a second green screen, an iPad tripod, and a green man suit.
I'm going to be working with the high school class next week after Thanksgiving, working on some mythology videos. And then next semester, I'll be working with the 5th grade class again to create book bites with them.
Horner says the activities combine students' reading, writing, and technology skills, and they have a lot of fun with it. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
So what did I miss?
For For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.